gather here hand in hand. Welcome to His Stories Broadcast with Pastors Gil Michelle and Kevin Michelin. Every person has a journey in this life, and God is indeed with us in our journey. In this broadcast, you will be encouraged as you hear others share stories of ways that God has worked in their lives. If you are having questions about God, or you know Jesus and like being encouraged and inspired, then we ask that you pay close attention to the program to hear stories of changed lives. In both church and the courtroom, we call these stories testimonies. So stay tuned with Kevin and Gil as we hear some incredible testimonies from inspiring witnesses. It's time to testify.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back, I should say, to His Stories Podcast. I'm Gil Michelle.
I'm Kevin Michelin.
And it's been a while. It's been about a year.
It has. It's been almost a year.
About a year. Yeah. So, yeah, we've been gone for a little bit, and but we are back. This is our first podcast in about a year, and we're relaunching and taking this in a new direction. But before we keep talking, why don't we take just a moment to open up in a word of prayer?
That sounds great. Yeah. Father, we just give you praise. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak. Lord, that the words that would come out of our mouths would be yours. We want to give you glory this morning. We also pray that those who are listening, that they would be able to receive what you have to offer. And again, this is why we're doing this, is for you. It's not for anybody else. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, yeah.
How you doing, Kevin?
I was going to say, hey, Gil. yeah, you asked a question. I'm doing good.
I'm doing good?
Yeah.
How's life?
What's going on
for the past year?
Yeah. Family-wise, just been really good. My wife is doing amazing. I love her very much. And
you better.
Yeah, better, right? glad she still loves me.
And, good.
And my two boys, Jacob and Jordan, they've really been flourishing, and we've been kind of settling a little bit more into a little town called Napanee, Indiana area. Their slogan is "Embrace the pace," and it's the pace is slow. It's not Brooklyn, it's not Chicago, it's not LA or anything else. It's very much Amish land kind of territory, and so it's been kind of nice to do that. And,
good,
but but just really getting to explore my family a little bit more has been really, really refreshing, really good.
Good.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, the last year has been pretty interesting.
Yeah.
As you know, I pastor a church here in downtown South Bend.
Absolutely.
And we don't embrace the pace.
No, you don't. You're on the move.
I'm trying to shun the pace. But yeah, I feel like I'm always moving, always going, and always something going on. Just busy. So my fight literally is to slow down. So that's literally my fight is.
That is. It's an intoxicating thing at times.
Oh,
but yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But that's my goal is to keep slowing down, to keep slowing down my pace, embrace life, embrace the moments, take time with family.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be things to do.
Right.
The challenge is not doing all those things right now and pacing ourselves and saying, hey, this is important right now. But this is not important right now. And so putting those things down so that we can embrace the pace.
Well, let me ask you, how do you do that?
Learning how to say no.
How to say no,
absolutely.
Yeah.
No is one of the greatest words in the English language.
Yeah.
It'll help you create boundaries.
Yeah.
It'll hurt feelings sometimes.
It does. Yeah.
But it'll keep your sanity.
Yeah.
It'll keep your peace. It'll give you some sleep.
Maybe something, the first word that should you be thinking, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
Nope. because I think my thing is to say yes.
It is.
Or how can I fit one more thing in?
Right.
Cram it one more thing into my schedule.
Since you say that, remind me, there was a conversation that I had with a pastor friend of mine who we don't do ministry anymore together. But he's like, man, you tend to be like 5 minutes late to every meeting. And I go, well, it's because I got this, and this going. And he goes, well, don't make this, and this go. I said, it's amazing how often I can thread the needle.
Yep.
And he goes, well, what does thread the needle mean? I'm like, are you from America?
Do you not watch football?
Yeah, right. He's an Ohio State fan, so maybe that's
problem.
So, but anyways, I'm like, well, because it was a little bit intoxicating to be able to go, okay, I can make this, and this, but when you realize it, who am I really trying to serve?
Exactly.
Am I really trying to serve God in what I do and how I pace my day?
Right.
Or am I trying to make everyone happy?
Mm-hmm.
And that is an addiction that I have. Big time.
Man-pleasing thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So,
yeah. So, yeah, I can't say I'm always doing it well, but I'm learning how to do it.
That's good.
Yeah, things are going fine. I know your boys are growing. I saw with Jordan the other day, and I'm like, good Lord.
Yeah.
Like young men now. And, my son has turned four since we did this.
That's incredible.
He's four years old, going on five, going on 50. and my daughter has graduated from Loyola University since we last broadcasted. Thank you.
That's huge.
And so student loans are now due. And not looking forward. So real life happens. But everybody's doing well. Marquito's doing well. She recorded an album back in March.
Yeah.
And so we'll probably, you know, hit on some of those things. There'll probably be a commercial or something in this podcast for the CD that they're doing or the downloads or whatever they're doing now. So it's going well.
It's good.
Going really well.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, I got one last thing in my life. I just need to, I listened to everything you had to say, by the way.
Thank you. When are you going to be done talking?
That's right, yeah. because we humans tend not to
That's
do
right.
That, right? But if I don't say this and I don't put a plug in for my wife, you mentioned about your wife having this incredible album just came out.
Yes.
My wife is just putting the finishing touches on a book of her own, a book, and it's called We're All Messed Up. I love that title, and she really hits some areas where we look at it and we like, she's actually had some people look at her book and go, I can't finish reading because I don't like this particular chapter. And I'm like, but she's touching on some areas where we're like, okay, where's our dependence upon? Mm. Is it upon God or is it upon mankind? Mm. Is it on what we think God should be? And it's real. Now she's had quite a few people read the book and go, this was great.
Good.
So it was just really, it's like, if we ever get this thing published, which I believe we will.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those things where, if it takes on, people are going to either hate it or love it.
Or love it because they hate it.
Yeah, exactly. And I told her, I said, get prepared because you hit on some topics.
Amen. Good. So, well, there's another commercial you'll be hearing on this show and potential guest as well. Yeah. We got to get Rhonda on here.
That's right. We got to get Marquito on as fast as possible.
Maybe we'll interview Rhonda while Marquito sings.
There you go.
In the background.
But we had some thoughts for the program, right?
I mean,
where we want to go.
Yeah, so, absolutely. In this new relaunch that we're doing now with this show, we've been thinking about so many ways that we could take the show. Now, as you know, many of you who are loyal History fans and who've been with us since day one, if you haven't, go to historiespodcast.com and you can go back and listen, binge listen to all the way back to when we first started. We've primarily focused on testimonies. So we've heard testimonies from people drowning marriages being restored to people getting saved and set free from addictions, et cetera, and all kind of lifestyles. And so we've primarily, you know, hit on testimonies, but we're also going to be opening up just discussion. And I think it's so needed now just for people like ourselves, Kevin, to just sit down. And occasionally we'll have some guests come in and just have a discussion around the table, civil discussion. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we don't agree on everything.
Absolutely not.
But does it mean that we can't sit down and have meaningful dialogue and discussion around areas that we may still be passionate about, but we don't have to necessarily agree on?
Yeah, and we can. The thing is you and I both probably, if you want to dissect things, you're political party is a little bit different than my political party, but we come under the banner of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's the area in which I believe we need to, as believers in Christ, we have to focus.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. The world just keeps going and fraying in so many different areas in our culture. At least what I can look at when you look at the news every morning, you go, holy cow.
I know.
You know, and
some people are not saying holy cow.
No, they're not. You know the choice words.
Yeah,
But even there, it's like, okay, well, why is it that when you go on the internet, why do you see the few choice words too so more prevalent than when I can't remember. I grew up in South Bend, but I can't remember so many, that F word being used so often and so prevalent. Maybe if you're in New York or Chicago, maybe, I don't know. But okay, you grew up in Brooklyn.
Same thing.
And I'm like, what is going on to the, because the tongue is the rudder of the soul.
Yeah.
So what's, so I'd love to be able to talk about that. And,
yep.
And you know, what's happening there and what can fix it. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, and, but it'd be good to have a couple people on every now and then and sort of almost like The View, right?
Yeah.
But in a Christian format.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yes, absolutely.
And, but also I'd love to be able to have then, of course, have those testimonies. Whether we're talking about Jesus Christ and how he's transformed us.
Absolutely.
And that too. So if we can mix all that together, that'd be God putting that and orchestrating that together.
It would be pretty awesome, yeah. And I think it's just, again, it's so needed, especially with political climate. Now, here we are. We're coming in into election season.
Yeah, we are.
And
you want to talk politics, Gil?
No, not yet. But man, it's just the mudslinging, the conversation, the level of conversation that's happening is it's a little discouraging.
Very much so. Very much so.
Because you know, when people got elected, politicians have already had a bad stigma. You know, absolutely. Like politicians, lawyers, mechanics. in the words of Judge Judy, how do you know they're lying when their mouth is moving? But sorry to all our lawyers and mechanics out there. We love you. And politicians.
I've been two of those three.
Have you?
I never went to school to be a lawyer. So.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it's just, you know, when you hear the discourse that's going on, it used to be healthy. Like,
right.
People disagreed across the aisle and what have you. I mean, days of Reagan and even Clinton. Like, people disagreed and what have you. But it wasn't this kind of vitriol that we see now where it's almost personal. It's like hatred.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I can go out and if I could, you get the sense that if you could be physically attacked and it would be legal to do it, it would be done.
It would absolutely be done.
It would happen.
Yeah.
And whereas, like you mentioned, Reagan, you had Reagan and you had Tip O'Neill. Mm-hmm. This dates us.
Perfect
maybe,
example.
But you know, they would fight as hard as they could as far as verbally to get their point across.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, they would say, you know what? Let's go have a beer.
Yep.
Okay. In the Christian audience, let's go have a Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
okay?
Go have a Coca-Cola, yeah.
Or iced tea.
Or some you don't Kool-Aid. Like yeah, some people, sweet tea.
Yeah, some people don't like Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
so,
yeah right? Sweet tea or lemonade.
So, yeah, there you go. You know, but there was a meeting then afterwards that says, hey, we need to be civil. Let's work through these problems.
Yes.
And let's not go almost literally guns blazing it.
Absolutely.
Like you said, there's a hatred and a vitriol. And then you got those echo chambers that come out and vibrate where it just becomes toxic.
Yeah.
On both political parties.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Absolutely.
Over and over again.
Yeah. So. Definitely. And so that's what we're hoping to tackle, I guess, in this upcoming season, in this new season, this new relaunch of His Stories. We're still going to have testimonies, powerful testimonies.
Yeah.
But we wanted to interject some of the healthy conversation that goes along with that as well. So in this current state of the world, Kevin, where are you doing now? Kind of maybe put some people up to speed. You were a pastor for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And so where are you right now as far as your own personal space?
Oh, my goodness. It's quite the gamut there. I have an opportunity to be a director of a nonprofit called Transformational Spaces, which has been very rewarding. A little plug in there for them. And
if you want to
give, that's fine. our main purpose is to make sure that we provide a very safe place for students who are in crisis, for the most part.
Yep.
We enable them to be able to get a high school diploma. And then also right now I'm working with students to enable them to get some job skills.
Yeah.
And as we're doing job skills, mostly in construction, that's a territory I know fairly well. And we get an opportunity to be able to do life with them and disciple some of these young men and a couple of young ladies as well that come through the program too. So that's been very rich and very rewarding.
Cool.
As far as the ministry is concerned.
Good. And you, now you're also out in Napanee.
Yeah.
You're involved with some prayer initiatives there and here in Southfield.
Yeah, we've got some, there's some prayer out at the church I go to, Napanee Missionary Church, great pastor out there and great staff. And so I'm able to be a part of that church and that ministry. And then also we have a, every Wednesday, there's a prayer meeting that takes place as well.
A lot of plugs. You'll notice
here. A lot of
here.
Plugs, yeah, man.
Yeah. A lot of plugs today. For the wives, for the prayer
That's
meeting.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, it sounds
and
like
what's And what's behind the prayer? Just getting together? So
yeah, the idea is, again, it goes back to, I think, when we talk about the coarseness of our culture.
Yeah.
That's really a condition of our soul, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm convinced that God wants to heal the land. And just through,
and what do you, what, when you say that, that's a very loaded statement.
Yeah,
I know
you're
we,
right,
you know,
yeah.
most Christians will understand that that comes out of First Chronicles 7.
Yeah.
But he's saying healing the land, that's,
yeah.
that's a loaded statement.
Yeah, it is a loaded statement.
So what do you mean exactly?
Yeah, because I actually had a guy on Facebook say, well, you're you're a liar. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah.
After quoting that scripture?
After quoting out the scripture, but I just simply said, God wants to heal the land.
Oh, okay.
And then he said, well, basically, how do you know? And I said, and I just retorted back. I said, well, read the Bible.
They will know we are Christians by our love. No, okay.
But it's on Facebook, so what do you expect? But, you know, but my whole thought process is, well, really, every day when I wake up, it's not verbal as far as it'd be great if you could get like a Moses moment. We have the bush, you know, saying something to you, but
yep.
You wake up and it's that still voice that you know that I will hear it sometime during the day where it just says, "Hey, I want to heal the land." And there's been a couple times where I've just come back and go because you see the news and you see all the filth and you see all the crap that happens, and I just come back and I go. There's one time I was in the shower. I've said this before. My wife's probably getting really tired of this, but I know she is.
Rhonda, you can fast forward.
That's right. But she just, I was in the shower and I just go, God, why would you want to heal this land?
Mm.
And I just spat out all the things that I could see, you know, 60 million children have been destroyed. Mm. Compare that to most other cultures. That's a lot of bloodshed.
That's a lot of
60
blood.
Million since 1973. Mm. And that's not a political thing from a church, from a church's standpoint, we have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we going to do with that? And so I was like, yeah, just screaming at God, which is kind of scary to do. Mm. And all my humility of being naked in a shower
naked and ashamed.
So finally he let me have my tantrum.
Yeah.
And, I came back and, long story short, he just said, Kevin, I hear you, but have you read my word?
Mm.
And that's all I needed. You know, when the creator of your soul speaks to your soul.
Yeah.
And I just wept because, yeah, he does want to heal. He's a healing God from Genesis. Even in Revelation where you see all this destruction, right?
Yeah.
But you see a final healing that takes place.
Amen.
So, and justice from it too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's what you mean.
So he asked a loaded question, but
but he wants to heal the land.
Yeah,
amen. And so that's really what's behind the prayer.
That's really what's behind the prayer on Wednesdays. Yeah. Like, yeah, we want to see a healing happen. I've bought lies. You've bought lies. We've all bought lies.
And on discount, and I've bought them premium price as well.
I get it on the internet every day. And I see it all the time.
That's it.
Yeah. So
good.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the goal.
Okay.
But now, I know you guys. You have prayer. You're a praying church here. So.
Oh, we try to be. I guess. Yeah. You know, so funny. This is like hot off the. We were just discussing this morning. We have 6 a.m. prayer at our church, which by the way is called That Church Downtown.
Yeah.
Located in South Bend. And
on Carroll Street.
On Carroll Street, 540 Carroll Street. And, you know, we were just discussing prayer this morning, and we have the folks who have been coming in the morning. We meet at 6 o'clock a.m. to pray, and one particular lady comes from, like, way on the west side, west of, like, Mayflower. Wow. People who listen to this in other cities may not know, but
yeah.
You know, she comes from a little ways. And she's already anticipating the winters and the lake effect snow. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, are you sure? I don't know if we should be doing this. And and so what we're talking about, actually, you used to talk about us being a praying church. We're thinking about what might be a better time to pray.
Yeah.
So that more people can come, because right. some people work in the mornings and can't come at 6 a.m. or have to get kids ready for school.
Yeah.
And so why does it have to be either or? Mm. And a gentleman in our church, his name is Paul, he says, I don't see why we can't have three or four prayer meetings a week.
Wow.
And I went,
wow.
Whoa. He goes, and if three or four go to each one, or one has eight and one only has four and the other one has 12 and the other one has only five, what's the big
deal?
Be it. Why don't we open up as many opportunities to pray as possible?
Wow.
And we all just like, well, that sounds like God. You know what I mean? And so we're gonna talk some more about it this week and then go into it. We also are planning to do like an all-night prayer before the end of the year. You know, if you talk to any pastor, they'll tell you that prayer meetings are the least attended meetings
at
their church.
Yeah, unless you have food.
Unless you have food.
Yeah.
Bible studies, people want to come. They want to get more information.
Yeah.
But no one wants to come and talk to God together.
Talk to God.
And
why? Why? What? You've been a pastor for a long time. What's the deal? Put you on spot.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think, honestly, I don't think we value it.
Mm.
You know, what is the scripture? It says, where your treasure is, there's where your heart will be also.
Right.
So we always think, well, where your heart is where your treasure is.
Yeah.
But the Bible says where your treasure is, or what you find valuable, your heart will be in it.
Yeah.
So if we find prayer valuable, then we'll be attending.
Mm-hmm.
When we do every Sunday, we do first Sunday, we call it family dinner.
Yeah.
And we have some cooks.
I love
that.
Yeah.
We eat That's together. Great. We just are being together.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's no surprise. That's the most, usually the most well-attended Sunday.
Yep. Yep. We had the same thing. We were over at City Chapel.
Yep.
Once a month, we had it was like I knew that we
prepare
would have
for the masses.
We were ready.
Yep. Here comes the hound. Release the hound. Like, you already knew it's going to be well-attended because people like food.
Yeah.
That's where their heart is. That's where they treasure it.
Right.
And so it's the same with prayer. I remember when I was in Africa, I lived in Ghana, and this is what I was telling folks this morning. We have to create a new normal.
Yeah.
Even we have new believers in our church. And I already like believe God. When you pray, believe that when you pray something, you're going to have it.
Mm.
This is not a guessing game.
Yeah.
There are Christians who have been in the walk, in the way of the Lord for years.
Right.
But when they pray, they don't expect God to answer. They don't expect, they think it's an exercise of a spiritual exercise or a discipline.
Yeah.
But we pray to a God who answers.
He does. He does.
So I want to. I told them we have to create a new normal.
Mm-hmm.
That prayer should be part of what we do.
I love that new normal.
The new normal.
Yeah.
Like, so what do you do? See, I go to church. I go to Bible study. I go to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I go to two prayer meetings a week because that's our new normal.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put an extra burden on people, but if there's a choice that you have to make between prayer and something else, prayer should be pretty high on that priority list.
Yeah, and it's not a legalism.
It's not a legalism.
It's out of the joy of wanting to do it.
Yes.
I love that man's heart, what you're talking about.
Yes.
It really is. When you mentioned the new normal, it just reminded me of the fact that, you know, we just touched on not too long ago about some really big issues that are happening in our culture.
Yep.
And we got politicians, not just politicians, but people who are on Facebook or what have you, or social media of some sort, who are like, man, I'll take you out. If I can, I will take you out.
Yes, sir.
And then we want to dismiss the value of prayer at the same time.
Yeah.
And so there needs to be a new normal. There needs to be a shift. There, there has to be something that says, I'm going to let God take control instead of
Kevin. Doing it on my own understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do this, Kevin.
Yeah.
We're not so used to we're not used to being able to talk like this.
I know,
this.
Yeah.
we're going to have a quick word, commercial, and then we'll be back right after this.
On the His Stories podcast, Gil and Kevin talk to students and instructors from The Crossing about their life-changing program.
If The Crossing would not have come into your life, was there a trajectory change?
This person that inspired me a lot is my brother. He's a Christian too. He said that without a diploma, you'll be nothing in life. And that got me, you know, a lot. I decided to go back to The Crossing because I got kicked out. And then when God Talk came in, I even got more interested in God. He's helped me on my way to college.
We don't want students that are good. We want students that are challenged, the ones that are really struggling with life. And those are the kind of students that we want in our school.
Hear how God is transforming lives all around us on the His Stories podcast. Available now at HisStoriesPodcast.com. Thanks to support from the Crossing Educational Center and listeners like you. Support His Stories and listen to the latest now at HisStoriesPodcast.com.
Okay, and we are back. It is Gil Michel.
I'm Kevin Michelin.
And this is His Stories Podcast. Man, we've just been talking about, I guess, I don't know how we got on prayer.
Yeah.
But let's go with it.
That's right. I love it.
Yeah, we just talking about creating a new normal and letting prayer be sort of the, you know, Christians, we do this too. It's like, man, what's going on? Oh, I feel horrible. Mm-hmm. Really? Did you go to the doctor? Yeah. Did you take some ibuprofen?
Yep.
Yeah, I did. Oh, you should do these exercises. Try my chiropractor. And it's like, well, why don't we pray?
Yeah.
Well, we've tried everything else. I guess prayer. Why is prayer always the last option?
Oh, it's amazing. You triggered a memory because when you said chiropractor, and that was literally a year ago, I could hardly walk for about a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 50, you know, and I was 49 at the moment, but I just simply lifted something, and all of a sudden, I couldn't hardly get out of bed. I mean, it was just rough, and so, but I was able to make it to prayer Friday morning over at church. We have this little small group where we started praying, and I said, man, I can hardly get up. Can you just pray over my back? I go, I know we're not charismatic or Pentecostal, but please, as brothers in Christ, can you just pray over my back? And so they did. They prayed over my back. There was I love this guy. He's a great guy. I'm not going to identify who he is, but there's a guy who came up to me afterwards and he meant this with all sincerity.
Yeah.
Immediately, once we broke from prayer,
he
had a card in his hand of his chiropractor. And I'm like, yeah, God can use chiropractors. Don't get me wrong. Okay?
Right. Yeah, exactly. We're not saying that.
I'm not trying to eliminate the chiropractor business. Right. But at the same time, I'm like, can you give it just a minute? You know,
let the prayer marinate a little bit, right?
By the way, I never went to the chiropractor. You know,
wow.
And because I'm like, I want to see what God does.
Amen.
You know, and I'm like, and maybe God in this process too, maybe teaching me something. You know, it's very possible. And so I actually went back out of there thinking, God, no, I'm going to give you thanks.
Yes.
I'm actually going to give you thanks for the pain in my back. And because God...
There's one.
Because it says give thanks
in circumstances. In all things,
Not just what you pick and choose.
Thank you.
And so I'm like, okay, on that moment, I happened to pass the Jesus test. You know, I just... it was difficult. It was pain, but I got through it. And now my back is like I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, but it took a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm chiropractor free.
Amen.
And it hurt, man. It really hurt.
Yeah, I believe you. And I've been there. Yeah.
And so many times we, but that's just the physical, but the emotional on the inside, there's just so many wounds that God wants to heal those wounds on the inside. And I think in some ways we look at the physical so much and we forget about the wounds that the heart has because that's what's eternal.
Yeah. It's not seen. Yeah.
Yeah. My body is going to be in a casket someday.
Correct.
Or burnt up or whatever, you know. But my soul is eternal.
Amen.
So.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good. Yeah. So, yeah. I know we talked about prayer. But the other thing is, I guess, pastoring a church, you know, in 2018, sometimes I wish I could go back to maybe like 1918 and be like, have things changed a whole lot? You know, as the church, have we changed our dynamics or... Like the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun. Like,
right.
It's just going to come back around again, you know, like bell bottoms.
Yeah.
And
God, no.
Please, no.
At least not for men.
Yeah.
I refuse. I don't care if I'm the biggest nut square in the world. I will not wear bell bottoms.
I don't know. I can see you bell bottoms.
I did them in the 70s.
Yeah. But, you know, is there really nothing new under the sun? Are we going to, you know, is what we see now... is it just sort of a rehash of, you know, what we've seen before? And, you know, we talked about this new normal. Some of those new normals are, you know, believing God for healing when we pray.
Yeah.
Having an unsatiable appetite for the Word of God. Just the basics. And I look at the churches that are growing. This is no hate. This is no shade being thrown at anybody. Yeah. But, you know, it's not just, we've heard this before. It's not just about quantity. It's about quality. And what kind of Christians are we producing in our churches? Are these people who know how to pray? Everyone shouldn't be calling me for prayer. And this is what I told our church.
Good job.
If we're healthy as a church, many of you are prayer warriors. Many of you have a gift of hospitality. If all the gifts are at the top of the pyramid, if you, I hate to even say it that way, but if it's only for a select few, the tribe of Levi, the holy priests, the holy priesthood, if the chosen few, you know, like if this just that, then there's some imbalance going on. There's some, you know. It's, something's not right.
Yeah, because God has given, once you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you have those gifts.
Amen.
And now they need to be worked and honed with, and God and Christ will, through the Holy Spirit, will work that.
Absolutely.
But this is one thing, when I was pastor over City Chapel, it just, I understand the pain and the agony on that, because I'm like, brother, sister, you can do it too.
Yeah.
You know, you really can.
It's not just
you
for
can
me.
Pray. Or if you have the gift of hospitality, invite people over.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to depend upon the pastor having this big group of people coming and all those things. And using those gifts. So huge.
So we're figuring that. We're kind of still figuring that out. Probably be, you know, a 30-year process. Can we work out the kinks?
Yeah, I don't know if you ever get that.
No, you don't. You know, so we're we're just trying to learn what it means to pastor here, Marquito and I, and in 2018 in a church in the city, South Bend. But all in all, it's stretching all of us, and it's really good. We have a church that is made up of liberal, conservative, black, white, old, and young, and you know. I remember my father one day, we all came home for Thanksgiving, and I looked over and he was just looking at all of his family and smiling. Why? Because he was like, man, everyone's here in the house. They're talking, they're interacting, they're laughing, they're talking about serious matters. And he's just looking over the whole room, and we had cousins over and everything. He was just, I could see the joy in him. And I think the Lord does the same when we come to his house, when we come and we gather together and we... and we just do life together. You know, I think he's immensely pleased.
I would agree with that. I've seen different times you're on Facebook with your sermons or what have you, and I can just, but you can also see there are times when I see those live video, but I see different people connecting. And it's there's a joy there. And the one thing that you can have a church that has great administration. It's wonderful. However, if they don't have love, oh my word, just shut the doors.
Just close the doors.
Just close the doors.
Close up shop now.
Because that's what you're presenting, is God's love to
people.
Amen.
So we literally have a time of greeting. And this is the joke, that the inside joke is, I'm like, all right, everybody, cut the love. Stop it. Just stop
cut
it.
The love.
It's like going on 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, I kind of prepared a sermon this morning. I'd like to kind of share it. But no, I'm like, man, if I had a choice to do that, I would take that any day. So yeah, man, we've been doing a lot of talking, I guess.
Hopefully you guys aren't bored.
Here's a few things you can do while we're here in our relaunch episode. In the comment section, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on the actual website, there's ability to comment. And we're going to have this tool on our website as well, where you can actually leave voice messages for us as well. So in any one of those ways, if you want to leave topics that you'd like to hear discussed, or if you yourself have a testimony, we'd like to hear
it.
Maybe hopefully get you on the show where we can interview you and talk about that testimony as well. Again, and if you have comments about subject today, just please be engaging and don't just listen, but also let us hear back from you.
Absolutely. You have a voice. We like to hear it.
You have a voice and we would like to hear it. There also is an area where we're praying about a lot of different directions for the podcast. And we had an opportunity last year to get on some radio stations.
Did.
And through a whole network to be not just on podcasts, but also on terrestrial radio. And they were ready to offer us a good rate.
Really good deal.
Yeah. But we thought about it and we weren't able to really raise the money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, you know, we'll talk about it in future broadcasts. But maybe the opportunity would be now to see if we can raise those funds to get out there on terrestrial radio as well. Because what we would love to see is these testimonies that we're going to share.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to get a few hundred people a week or a thousand people a week to listen to that testimony.
Yeah.
But with, especially with the news that we hear in the you know, out there, wouldn't it be great to hear a testimony of healed marriage?
Amen.
And 20,000, 50, 100,000 people get to hear that testimony?
Amen.
What impact could that make in the lives of so many?
Absolutely.
And there are a ton of new podcasts that are cropping up every single day, but not too many that are focusing on testimonies of what God is doing in the lives of people.
That's true. That's so, very true.
So, just let us know your thoughts. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, let us know what you want to do. You have any other thoughts, Kevin?
No, I was just go along right with what you're saying as far as, and as people are hearing people's testimonies, then there's encouragement from that. And I remember there was a gentleman last year or a couple years ago who talked about his addiction to pornography.
Yeah.
And I heard different people saying, oh man, I've struggled with that as well. And, which is a huge addiction.
Sure.
And it's, I've heard it's worse than some drugs that are out there. And and so it is very hard to break.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Lord, he can heal.
Amen.
And he can take those images out as well. And so I saying just that, it's just, it is wonderful to hear when God is moving. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So please let us hear from you. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, website. Let us hear from you and let us know what you're thinking about the relaunch of His Stories podcast. And with that, Kevin, would you mind closing us in prayer?
An honor, Father, thank you. Thank you for being able to talk this morning and to glorify your name. We know that this world is not perfect, but Lord God, you are. And so we ask for healing on the land. We ask that as people listen to this program, that it would be a program designated for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that our hearts would rejoice in what we hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to His Stories broadcast. We hope that you take a moment to look at us online for more encouraging stories of God transforming lives. We would also like to hear your stories. So drop us a line at historiesbroadcast.com. That's historiesbroadcast.com. to add your part to the story God is telling.